fourth briefing from the DNA board and have that interaction. Then tomorrow at 9 we're going to meet in E249, is our public hearing on the cash in transit matter. So I just want to remind members of that very important hearing tomorrow. And then on Thursday we've got a briefing from SAPS with regard to the procurement and contracting environment. That's also a big issue. So members, I just want to indicate that to you. We will start immediately with this. Yes. Yes, I've got three sets, yes. The one starts with 10 May 2017, then we've got 15 of August 2017.
Unless they're all stable together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is that what you did? Okay, so the other for the other.
Right. Right, thank you very much, members. Let's start then immediately with the meeting of the 10th of May 2017. That's the first pack. Thank you. Page 15. Can we move to 2? This may be just on the top of page 2, the corporate secretary. There's no indication whether it's Mr., Mrs., Doctor, or Professor. So if the secretariat can just ensure that that's included. Thank you.
Page 3.
We're still on page 2, honourable member. No, no, we're still there. Anything on 2? Can we move? Honourable Colour Barnard on page 3.
Yeah, give my mic. Okay, number 6, the word challenge, it should be, remains a challenge, not a challenges. Take the S out. And in number 9, it needs to be past tense, the committee remained worried about, etc. So remains becomes remained. And also 10 needs to be in the past tense. The committee noticed that is already in the past tense, and then you go to the present, that there were security companies who were performing their functions that were not in line with the scope of work.
Thank you very much, Honourable Colour Barnard.
In your closing remarks,
yes,
it should be the chairperson informed the members that the details would be provided to them.
Would be provided. Thank you very much, Honourable Colour Barnard. Right, members, anything else? Right. Can we put in the minutes of the 10th of May 2017? Thank you very much, Honourable Mulabatsi, seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mula. Colleagues, we're going to 14 June 2017, page 1. Yes, on the apologies, Honourable Sheikh Imam, I think we must just indicate Mr. and also his initials. That's been not included.
Chair, also number 1, for some reason that second part has been centralised instead of over to
the
left, just a layout.
Thanks for that, Honourable Karabana. Then also the issue of, to be consequential, like Lieutenant General Mutiba and Skitte and Rabi, there's no initials. So if we can just, the Secretariat can just include that as well. Colleagues, anything else on 1? Can we move to 2? colleagues, anything else on page 2?
Yeah, Chair, it's the same issues again in number 1, halfway down. The Chairperson indicated the joint meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Finance had been postponed. And then going down another 2 lines, domestic violence, where is it? Yeah, 1998 was going ahead. And in the last line, the oversight visit to the KwaZulu-Natal province, instead of just KZN, but anyway, had been postponed. So there's some past tense, you've got to just have it all in the past, yeah.
Thank you very much, Honourable Coda Barnard, for that. Right, colleagues, anything else on 2? Can we move to 3?
There's one more in 3.1, sorry. Second line stated that it was unclear.
Yeah, it wasn't clear in the second line. Thank you very much. Right, colleagues, we're going to 3. Colleagues, anything on page 3? Can we move to 4?
Oh, sorry, Chair.
Yes,
I just saw on 6.1, the second line, first word. I think that should be effectively render services, not effectivity.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Slightly unrelated, Chair, but on page 4, did you receive those submitted reports that were promised? 1, 2, 3, 4 of them?
Yeah, that's some time ago. We will just monitor. Yeah, it's quite young. Yeah. Yeah, 9.1, the second bullet, the impact, the secretariat's work. Secretariat should also, I presume, capital. Hyphen, yeah, members' observations. Thank you, Honourable Colour Bonnet. Apostrophe, thank you. We're on page 4, under 9.1. Members, apostrophe S, and then the second bullet, the impact of the secretariat's work capital. No, the civilian secretariat.
Chair, 9.1, page 4. The 4th bullet point, that particularly, I think, should be particular financial standard sets.
Thank you very much, Honourable Bailey. Particular, those in the financial management sub-program. Thank you.
Next one as well, the efficiently, its efficiency of its performance management.
Yeah, the efficiency. Thank you, Honourable Calabona.
Chair, capital for secretariat's second loss bullet points, 9.1.
Yeah, again, capital. A breakdown of expenses of the secretariats. The secretary was unable. Right, colleagues, anything else? Right, can we get a proposal for the amended set of amended minutes of the 14th of June? Honourable Moola, seconder. Honourable Molabatsi, thank you. Those colleagues who have joined us later, I just want to indicate in terms of our program for today, we're going to deal with minutes up to lunch, and at 2 o'clock we're going to deal with the briefing from the DNA board, so that members are just can do their necessary planning. Members, we will go now to the minutes of 20 June 2017, page 1. Colleagues, can we move to page 2?
Top of page 2, the oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal had been postponed to the first week of August, so that's had instead of has, when the members returned from the constituency period. The chairperson indicated the committee program for the third term.
Yeah, thank you very much, Honourable Colour Barnard. Had and the third term.
Chair, just for accuracy of terminology, the last sentence of that top paragraph is the Sierra Council. They don't have a board.
Yeah. That's quite important. Thank you, Honourable Mbele, the chairperson of the Sierra Council. Point 2 under 3, maybe the committee wanted to understand if the authority is making any effort in addressing and improving its policies, particularly their ones that are dealing.
Sorry, where was that?
The second paragraph under 3, their ones, the ones.
And then just point 3 under paragraph 3, council members, not board members.
Thank you very much.
The authority was asked whether it had confidence that it would achieve. Confidence.
Yeah, thank you very much. Confidence, had confidence in 4.
Person point 2, is it presentation of or presentation by?
The presentation made by. It's by.
No, I mean the heading there, is it supposed to be presentation of or presentation?
Yeah, presented by. You're correct. Thank you, Honourable Markey. Thank you very much. Colleagues, anything else on 2? Anything? Right, can we move to the last page?
Sorry, there's also number 6.
Yes.
The authority was requested to elaborate more on the current internship program that existed. It's not is existing.
Yeah. Thank you, Honourable Colour Barnard. Let's go to 3. Yes, Honourable Molabatsi.
Okay. The authority was asked whether it is receiving.
The if must be deleted, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to raise it every time. Can you just put everything in the past tense, please? I just can't.
Thank you, Honourable Calabora.
Just like in 11, when you start in the past tense, the committee asked the authority what is causing the delays. I mean, this is not even English, so what was causing?
Thank you. Thank you.
Chairperson,
Honorable
point 20, number 20, I'm not sure what is supposed to be said there. An indication was required if there any of the security companies were failing to comply. It's just out of this world.
Maybe it should read, an indication was required if there were any of the security companies that were failing to comply with the registration of firearms.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you, Roma. Okay. Anything else, colleagues, on three?
In number 13, you have inspection environment. Inspection, I see, has a capital I. Is it a particular program of public? I think so. Environment must be.
Yeah, they are inspectors. It's part of
Inspection environment.
Colleagues, anything else on three? Right, if there's nothing on three, can we then get a proposal for the option of the amended minutes of the 20th June 2017? Thank you, Honorable Mulabatsi. Seconder? Thank you, Honorable Bula. Then we go to the joint meeting that we had with higher education and training on the 20th of June in the afternoon in the old assembly chamber. Yes, Honorable Mulabatsi. Honorable Mula.
On the agenda, number one in brackets, higher education training institution, it must be in capital letters.
Thank you very much. And then maybe just the format of the attendance. It must be in the same, format as all the other meetings. This is now really, yes. Yeah, but I mean, the ultimate response, if we must adopt it, because I see it's now, if it's their minutes, I mean, has it been adopted already by them? I mean, then we don't have to deal with it. I mean, yeah, let's stand it out. Yeah, let's have a stand over. We must make a decision on that. Let's go to the minutes of the 15th of August 2017. Page 1.
Chair, point 1 under the agenda. I think it just needs a bit of cleaning up. So in the second line, I think it should delete these. It should say, from various provinces, colon, Western Cape, etc., etc.
Thank you very much, Mbele. Colleagues, anything else?
KwaZulu. Zulu is a capital Z.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, anything else on 1? Can we go to 2?
Oh, sorry, Chair. Yes. Just to be fair to him, Honorable Sheikh Imam's surname is misspelled there.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Now, maybe just on page 2. Now, we're going again for full colonel and we go for brigadier. So be not consequential. It must just be colonel, C-O-L, and brigadier. And then in paragraph 1, I presume it should be the committee chairperson. It doesn't start with the committee chairperson. Then paragraph 2, that second sentence, manner in which the KZN specialized units conduct themselves in the prevention
of an armed robbery in the provincial.
Okay, in the first line, take out the comma. Had the portfolio committee had noted with satisfaction, there's no comma there. And then in the third line, which resulted in highway chase in the city. What is that? I wasn't there, but really?
Yeah, maybe we can just delete that, just full stop after robbery. Yeah. Don't be too descriptive on what was the outcome, just to describe the events. Yeah.
If you have your first comma, he said this was proof, comma, as witnessed by the committee during an oversight visit to the province, comma, you have to have the closing of the comma, that the KZN what.
Thank you, Olivorat. Colleagues, anything else on two? Can we move to three? Is Malazi correct? Is that? It's the second sentence of the, at the top of the page. Okay, correct. Okay, no, that's fine. No, that's fine.
Number three, giving SAFS management to explain the circumstances that led to them. Hang on. Led to them. No, it's all right.
Chairperson.
Yes.
On that top paragraph,
yes.
There should be a hostel out at Cleveland.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. Thank you, Honourable Robert Carney. Yes, Honourable Malabatsi.
Right.
Yes.
The committee resolved to reschedule both meetings.
Two.
Four.
Two.
Four.
Okay, four. Right. Maybe in paragraph four.
Or two.
The heading, briefing by the DPCI on what? On and then the leader of the DPCI delegation, or the we must just maybe indicate that it was maybe General Aritsa, and we must also indicate Lieutenant General Matakata. We can't give people's promotions on paper. So it's Lieutenant General, not General. Okay, no, it's fine. Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Right. Can we get a proposal for the adoption of the minutes? Thank you, Honorable Lakani. Second, I thank you, Honorable Molabatsi. Thank you, colleagues. We move to the minutes of the 22nd of August 2017, Old Assembly Chamber. Maybe just on agenda. Paragraph 1 on this status. Sira, on this status in government. Is Shaky Mum again? Is it correct? Correct. Yeah, it should be open. Okay. Anything else on 1? Can we move to 2? Thank you. Again, that committee chairperson in paragraph 1 on page 2.
Yeah, maybe just page 3, the first paragraph. Taposa urged, not rather than pleaded. Taposa urged the committee rather than pleaded. You know, pleaded is, I don't know. Then briefing by... Paragraph 3 on page 3, the briefing. Briefing, I presume, should be small B. Labour legislation, shouldn't that be small letters? Labour legislation. Honourable Carbonat, you want to say on fund?
Fund is a capital
Should be the provident fund. Yeah,
so maybe we must just indicate the provident fund, yeah, Daniel, to give the necessary description.
Paragraph 4, from the end of the second line, Department of Labour needs capital D and L.
Can you just maybe repeat the reference?
Paragraph 4,
yes.
From the end of the second line,
yes.
Department of Labour.
Yeah, thank you very much. Sorry, I've looked at the right. We're on page 3. We are on paragraph 4, and we're on the second sentence, Administration of the Department of Labour, capitals, Department of Labour.
Okay. I wonder if in the second sentence it says they also briefly highlighted on governance. Maybe it should just read highlighted governance matters of the fund. There can't be an on there. Yeah.
On normal budget, you want to raise something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Page 3.
Yes.
Right at the end. Is it relations with or to? Relations.
In relation. Relation to.
To, yeah.
It should be members also raise questions regarding the role of Mavunala Asset Managers, capital A and capital M, in relation to the Board of Trustees. The whiff must come out, Chair.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Omar Mulabatsi. Yes.
Last line in number 4.
Yes.
This compliance and non-compliance resulted in challenges being experienced by the fund, I think.
Thank you very much. Yeah. The non-compliance resulted members in challenges being experienced. Thank you very much, Honourable Barnard. Colleagues, anything else on 3? Can we move to 4?
Chair, on 6.1, just to capitalize Taposa, because it's an acronym.
Yeah, that's okay. And maybe 6.1, the last part of that sentence, is there something missing? Presently a vehicle to serving on the Board of Trustees. Doesn't make sense. Presently.
Sorry, I do see the meaning there. I think it's just missing two words to clarify the link. The meaning is that the National Bargaining Forum is the vehicle through which you can then serve on the Board of Trustees for the fund.
Yeah.
So I think it should say of the forum, which is presently a vehicle.
Yeah, which is presently. Thank you very much, Bele. In the heading in 7, shouldn't there be a closing of it? Or should the bracket die? Or briefing by zero? Maybe briefing by zero, yeah. Maybe the bracket must die and we keep.
Bracket must die and put in a box.
Yes, can I just ask, have we had that follow-up meeting with the SIA? I actually don't think we have. No, not yet.
What is that?
The follow-up meeting referred to 7.1.
Yeah, interestingly enough, I think when Sira was with us a couple of weeks ago, one of the representatives again raised that issue, you know. So I said, no, we will have to when we come back in August, maybe. No, so that thing is still very much on the table. Right, colleagues, can we get in the is on Ramalakani?
Yeah. on the four, what is that apostrophe doing after members? Shouldn't it be taken off? If it's S, it should be in front of S, the apostrophe after S.
Honorable Ramalakani, can you just give us the reference page?
Page 3, under 4.
Yes.
The last sentence. After members,
yes,
you have apostrophe.
Yes,
I'm saying, what is it doing there?
Yeah.
Members allocation.
Members allocation.
Oh, okay.
So the apostrophe will live.
Yeah.
No, Chair, I think if I may, it should be member allocations. It should be member allocations. If you read it correctly, this non-compliance resulted in challenges being experienced by the fund and its members in the respect of member allocations and benefits. I don't think there
is not
member allocations, because you speak about members earlier. You speak about in the respect of members, the fund and its members in the respect of member allocations. I might be wrong, Chair.
Members, allocations, and benefits.
Okay, let's keep it like that. Right, colleagues, can we get the proposal for the adoption of the minutes of 22 August 2017? Honourable Mabija, seconder. Honourable Molobatsi, thank you very much, colleagues. Amended version. Then we move to 23 August 2017. That venue, old building parliament. Is it an old assembly building? Is there an old building? Old building.
Oh.
Right, so it's old assembly.
Yeah. Chair, in the agenda, you should probably have after South African Police Service, SAPS in brackets, and then if you're going to refer to KZN again, I don't know, put KZN and etc. and then lay out what DPCI means. Put that for.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
Can I also just make a suggestion? It's a small technical detail, but I mean, point 3 of the agenda, that's not the official name of the unit,
yes,
although
yes, yeah.
That's obviously what it's... Its actual acronym is That Long Nightmare.
That's right.
So what might be worthwhile is actually, in the agenda, put the full name, and then maybe at some point make a reference to say, to be referred to as Illegal Firearms Unit going forward, or just stick with the official acronym.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, because that long name is not actually used in normal... in a normal discussion. Right, colleagues, anything else on 1? Can we move to 2? Then just the colonel, captain, and brigadiers, that we just cut them. Just use the abbreviation.
Number 2, KwaZulu, Z capital.
Then the second sentence in 1, the chairperson updated the members regarding the changes in the committee's program. In the committee's program. Colleagues, anything else on 2? On the normal Obatsi.
Okay, I see it, Chair.
You happy? Thank you. Colleagues, anything on 2? Can we move to 3?
2.1. The committee asked if this actually reads, if there is specific training programs that is offered. Okay. The committee asked if there were specific training programs that were offered to the members who were dealing with gangs in the specialized unit areas.
Thank you very much. So, easy is replaced by were. Thank you very much, Honourable Colonel Bonnard.
Let's ask the doctor. Number two, the committee inquired. Inquired. Which one? Tell us.
Which one?
Yeah, I really don't think you can end a sentence in was. So inquired as to what the strategic planning was in terms of rotation on the station managers.
I think in 9, just again the description of Cape Flats, I think we raised that at a previous meeting as well. Manenberg and Hanover Park, are they part of the Cape Flats? So maybe we must maybe just indicate that. Maybe then Cape Flats is specifically Manenberg and Hanover Park. Yes, Amal Mula.
Person number 12.
Yes, sir.
The committee wanted the subs to provide the progress report.
Thank you very much. That must be deleted. Thank you very much, Honourable Mula. Point 12 on page 3, at the bottom, the committee wanted the SAPs to provide. Two must die.
Again, can you just run through and put it all in the past tense? Half sentences or half in the past? And
colleagues, anything else on 3?
Still on 12. It should be plural, trio, crimes. And then if we capitalise, let's capitalise all of it.
Yeah.
Pure crimes.
Pure crimes capital. Thank you very much. Colleagues, anything else on 3? Right, can we move to 4?
Security clearance certificate, all 3, I think.
Capital.
Members had been declined at all capitals, yeah.
Thank you very much.
But were, et cetera, all in the past.
Thank you very much.
I think there need be a question mark at the end of 14. Members want to know what actions were taken when the incident occurred, full stop.
Maybe in 17 again, the point raised by Honourable Bele, the Legal Firearms Bureau. You know, now we've got a third name, so if we can just stick to the abbreviation in the alternative. Then we are point 21 for this afternoon. We miss much of that note. Yes. What about you?
The last paragraph.
Yeah.
In closing, the chapter thing. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Remarks must die. Thank you.
It just reminds me, Chair, you referred to the backlogs. I asked the head of the laboratory services for what the backlogs were, and he was going to send a full report, as they so often say. Any sign out? So whenever the SAPs or any of their allied units say, we'll give the committee a full report, it never arrives.
They usually send it, but I mean, the specific one, we'll check. Right, colleagues, anything else on 4? Right, can we then move to the adoption of the minutes 23 August 2017? Honourable Mula, thank you. Seconder? Any seconder? Thank you, Honourable Ramatlakane. Appreciate it. Members, we move to 25 August in the old chamber. Surnames, party affiliations the same. We move to page 2. Again, the
right,
issue of Brigadier Colonel Captain, yes. Again, the committee.
Again, the chair,
yes.
And then that third sentence is, well, it's the second sentence, but third line, it's there are words missing, etc. Having members of the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources present in order to find, I presume you want there, find ways of dealing with the challenge. Is there only one challenge in this? I don't know. That is very complex and costing the country a lot in terms of much-needed revenue. I mean, that's like a comment. Very odd sentence.
Any solutions?
Chair, I think this meeting is a bit of a illegal mining. And what we maybe should have outlined the agenda of the meeting, highlighting particularly the importance of having members of the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources present in order to find ways of dealing with the complex challenges of illegal mining.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Anything else on two? Then we move to three. Honourable Mulubatsi.
Briefing by the DMR. The first sentence, it repeats itself.
Yeah.
The briefing by the...
Yeah, thank you very much. The first one or the second one was... the briefing.
Yeah.
And it must be also a small b. Thank you very much, Honourable Mulubatsi.
There's no such word as impacting. It's not a... verb, the overview of illicit mining landscapes and the impact this is having on South Africa, something like that, but you can't say impacting South Africa, there's no such word. Number two, second line, first word. So the briefing focused on the overview of the illicit mining landscape, the impact it was having on South Africa, and the collaborative what.
Thank you, Honourable Colour Bonner. Yeah, maybe that second sentence as well, paragraph on page 3, also semicolons and full stop of the present to date.
Where is that?
On page 3.
Oh, yes, okay.
That second paragraph, the operations interventions.
The last bullet points under 2 on page 3, is there any previous reference to what MLA stands for? Because I can't figure out what that is.
Good point.
Yeah, so if we can just get clarity on what that's about.
We can get the full description. Thank you very much for that.
And Chair, also when one has a bunch of bullet points like this, the second to last one usually has comma and...
We indicated that. Colleagues, anything else on 3?
All right, I wasn't there, but what does this mean? The briefing by the briefing?
So we already dealt with that, yeah.
Sorry.
Coffee will be served at 11:30. Right, colleagues, can we move to 4?
In number 3, the department alluded that these national and international syndicates are highly... They stated, surely, alluded is like hinting. 3, second paragraph.
Thank you very much. Joint meeting,
Four point one. The committees were alarmed at the figure of almost 20 billion that is said, okay, I'll buy that. It's fine.
I just noticed something that had. Did we already address that old assembly chamber issue on the first page, where it should say old assembly building? No, but the chamber is the old House of Assembly on the ground floor. This is V227.
Yeah.
So it should be old assembly building.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much. Colleagues will be on four.
The using crime intelligence unit should also be capitalized, number 4.3.
Thank you very much, unit.
Point four, there were concerns raised over the seeming reluctance. Just cut the L Y off.
Colleagues, anything else on page four?
Yes,
Chief. Yes.
Maybe we must just change the 4.4, the second sentence. The reservations were raised about the effectiveness of multi-agencies in resolving cross-cutting challenges, as they have a poor track record in terms.
Right, thank you very much. Anything else on 4? Right. Members, can we get a proposal for the amendment minutes to be adopted 24 August? Proposal? Oh, yes. Honourable Markie, sorry, I didn't see you. A seconder? Thank you, Honourable Ramit Lakhani. You weren't there. Another seconder? Thank you, Honourable Mulabansi. Thank you.
Just a small layout. 4.9 is suddenly in much, it's like much tighter.
The layout is not correct.
Needs bigger spacing.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, we move to 5 September 2017. And that's again the old assembly chamber issue, V227, there at the top, that can just be amended. Shaking mom, just iPhone. Anything else in one? Let's go to two. Just maybe on page 260, Mr. T. Nguyenya, Pop Crew, suggested T capital. And then the Brigadier and the Colonel also creeps in again, just to cut it down.
Down at the bottom there, are we on two, page two?
Yeah, page two.
It just needs another comma, who chairs the panel of experts, comma. And then we've got your same situation at the top of three, where you need a colon instead of semicolon at the start of the 2.1, 2.2, etc.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, we're on three.
Chair, on 2.1, I think that that comma should be before including, not after. So professionalism, including credible and blah, blah.
Thank you very much.
same for 2.3.
Yeah, demilitarization, comma,
including among others. Yes, at the end of other.
Thank you very much. Yes, Honourable Mulabatsi.
2A.
Yes.
I mean 2.3.
Yes.
I don't know what's wrong there, but there are a lot of end.
Yeah, that's correct. Maybe more commas.
Probably more, but I think this was taken from the presentation as it is, Jason.
We could probably take this one out, including amongst others, the project is to civilianize the police and law enforcement agencies, comma, to ensure effective command and control, comma, and individual, oh no, yeah, you have to have two there, so it's only the one you can dump, but there's like a dozen in there, so it's ridiculous.
Thank you very much.
Wasn't there, but 2.4, when you have a thing like protect life principle, should that not be capitalized? And principles of precaution, I don't know if they are theories or something, but...
It's better to put it in italic rather than...
Oh, okay. Good idea.
Right, let's put it in italic. Protect life principle, thank you. Principles of precaution.
On something, it's non-hyphen.
Colleagues, anything else on 3? As indicated, it's been taken from the document of the presentation, but if there's any errors, let's do it. Anything else on 3? Can we move to 4? Yes.
Just to say you have further down in 2.12, you have use of force policy. All in capitals.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know whether, make them all the same. Whatever you choose, just make them the same.
Yeah, because large and special operations and training for competency in the two other paragraphs down below is also in the same. Right, thanks. Can we move to 4?
Why does 2.16 end up at the end? It should need to be on the next page. It's kind of smerged into the bottom here.
Yeah. So we can just look at spacing. Thank you. Paragraph 4 on page 4, the fourth sentence, various scenarios were presented to the committee, capital C. Okay, and the heading on page 4, 3, briefing by the ministerial and SAPS transformation, not the transformers, transformation task. At the heading in 3, briefing by the ministerial and SAPS transformation task.
I was looking at it at 3, but
further down you've got, you should perhaps put in 4, at the end there you refer to public order policing, maybe put POP in brackets after that because they use the acronym later.
Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on 4? Can we move to 5?
That person.
Yes, Honourable Mark.
4.3.
Yes.
Gaps and errors that need. Shouldn't it be improvements? In plural.
Right.
Honourable
Mark, will you rest? Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Colleagues, can we move to 5? If there's nothing on 4.
Is this on the lot?
Yes, yes. Yes, on
6.
Molobatsi?
On 6.
Yes, 4-6.
Palom Commission recommendations with the capital R.
Oh, you're on page 5. Palom. Yeah.
We could just go back to 5.1.
Yes.
Funding for the employment of an additional 905.
I don't know whether there was the committee calling for an extra, or if they had referred to the 905 earlier, could he be providing an additional 905 new posts, employment of the, it should be the, quite right.
Thank you.
It's
thank you. Colleagues, we'll be back to 5, yeah. Page 5. Maybe we must just include in 5.4 after the word Nyala's vehicles, because in 10 years' time, if the researcher doing his M on the police, effective police committee, they're not going to know what is a Nyala.
So it would be singular Nyala, vehicle. And then vehicles, yeah.
Chair, on 5.4, just a small technicality. I think we should either refer to B triple R's, because the last R in B triple R does stand for recommendations, or B double R recommendations.
Yeah, you're correct. B double R, yeah. Thank you very
otherwise
much.
It's the old HIV virus fallacy, yeah. Yeah.
I think technology driven should have a hyphen.
Right, thanks. No, the panel of experts, are they coming on Thursday to the committee? Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, they're on the program, yeah. Yes. Yeah, 12 p.m. now. Yeah. Right, colleagues, anything else on 5? Right, can we then move for the amended minutes, the adoption proposal. Honourable Mulabatsi, a seconder. Honourable Mula, thank you very much, colleagues. We move to 8 September 2017. 6 September.
Chair, at the beginning, briefing by the briefing, I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
okay.
Correct.
And the CSP, I think that should be out in full, and then the acronym used, put in brackets after it. The Civilian Secretariat, for the first time, shouldn't be an acronym. Neither should SAPS, actually. They should be out in full the first time.
And then also Old Assembly Chamber again. It should be held. Old Assembly Building. And then the Sheikh Imam also hyphen. That's page 1. Let's go to page 2.
Then sure, provincial, an update from Provincial Secretariat. Should that be capital P, capital S? Second to last line, the committee further received an update from Provincial Secretariat. They are entities, aren't they?
Yeah, the departments, capital. Then the brigadiers and... capital, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then the brigadier and colonel must also be cut down to the abbreviation. Colleagues, anything else on 2? Can we move to 3?
Provincial Again, under four, it needs a colon, not a semicolon,
that's right,
as the heading.
Right. That's right. Under 5.3, maybe that sentence, the committee urged management to consider including issues of compliance with DVA into the performance assessments. To consider, maybe just to, your.
What are you thinking of as a change?
Including should maybe delete.
Here can we delete including?
Yeah.
Maybe we should read it. The committee urged management to consider the issue of compliance with the DVA into the performance. I see. To consider including the. That's correct. That's correct.
Including the issue. It's
with the DVA. Compliance with the DVA.
Right, thank you.
Chair, on 5.1, had we picked up on the second line, which is proving instead of providing?
No, we haven't. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Providing must replace
yeah.
Proving, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think on 5.1, given the link to the DPW issue, that should be specific reference to victim-friendly rooms. Because you remember, SAPS management always squirms their way out of the issue by saying that, oh no, they provide full services because we can turn that corner office into a counseling room. But there are specific norms and standards for an actual victim-friendly room where you can interview women and children who've been victims of abuse. And not every station has that VFR, but they all claim to provide victim-friendly services. So I think, yeah.
No, we can include that. It's fine. Colleagues, anything else on 3? Right. If there's no further issues, we will put then the amended version of the draft minutes of 6 September 2017. Honourable Ramadlakwane, thank you very much. Honourable Molobatsi, thank you for seconding. Yes, Honourable Molobatsi.
Observation.
Yes.
Why is the opposition not moving for adoption?
Maybe they are reading, but they
might. I could move for adoption because it's the first meeting I actually attended. Well, thanks to the chair. I could put my hand up because I actually
did that. Right, members. Now let's continue. Let's continue. We on the 12th of September 2017 in the NCOP Building Parliament. It is a four-page document. Let's go to page 1. Then Professor Missy Mong, it's Mr. and Professor, so I think the prof must be deleted. And IFP must be, the P must just move towards the F.
Chair, just the spelling of Honourable Cole Barnard.
Yeah, there is a R missing. Right, colleagues, anything else on page 1?
No.
Let's go to 2. Maybe so in that first paragraph, on the one opening welcome, just off the CSP, maybe a comma, this South African Police Service and the instance. And maybe just in the second paragraph, second last sentence, preventing the implementation of that plan, because it's a specific plan, the NDP. Right, colleagues, anything else on 2?
Chair, the last sentence under 1, I think we just need to delete off the between core and 17. Report on the status, report on the status of the core 17 listed items in the plan.
Of the, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, so the day is in the wrong place. It must go before the core.
Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on 2? Can we move to page 3?
Question on 2.
Honourable Marquis.
The second paragraph under 1. The chairperson said it was very important meeting for the committee. Shouldn't it be it was a very...
Yes, you can.
It was a very important meeting.
It was, yeah. To get a briefing, thank you.
Sorry, Chair, just to the last, second to last line on page 2, just needs a colon after the heading there. The South African Peace Service Key Contributing Initiatives, colon.
All right, thank you. Colleagues, anything else on 2? Can we move to 3?
And 3, the second to last bullet point needs an and after it.
Chair, on that same bullet point,
yes.
Group should be plural, all vulnerable groups, enjoy. And then the fourth bullet point, we only have one festive season, so safer festive season. And I think the F and S, annual operation safer festive season, I think those should all be capitals.
Right, thank you.
Down to the second last bullet, please get rid of that shortcut for and drive it out in full. We can't possibly have that.
Sorry, Chief, that's the way the SAP speaks.
In that second to last one, including safety of women, the girl, is there a particular one they had in mind or mentioned? And the youth, what is that?
I think they were trying to make a distinction between women and girls when in the presentation.
The girls
might
fall
under
youth.
They probably do.
Right, then under 2.3, the last bullet point, implementation of National Development Plan, I think that must be a full stop, not a semicolon.
Yeah.
Colleagues, anything else on 3? Thank you for the input.
Chair, I'm sorry, just point 1 under 3. First line, the committee wanted to establish, not established.
Thank you. ED must fall away.
In one have should be had, but in 2, the SAPs provided, if you add a D on there.
No, it should provide, the SAP should provide. But remember, because it's a forward-looking, we must maybe indicate NDP, because that was the question and the response. We specifically, our SAPs must indicate what percentage of the NDP recommendations. And they then gave themselves what? 60%, So we must just maybe add NDP recommendations. Colleagues, anything else on 3? Can we move to 4? Maybe just a space that we offered in 4, second line, whether the appointment, it's just a bit of a space.
person, should every page have a letterhead? It looks funny.
Yeah, that's maybe just a typographical error. You know, we'll ask the thank you for that, Mark.
Point six on page four,
yes.
That must just become rural safety strategy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Not safe, but safety. And maybe in 11 that we just indicate TRT unit for the if it's not indicated earlier. What
team response.
Yeah, team, yeah. Let me just indicate that.
I think it should be the SAFS was asked to indicate when it would release the crime stats, yeah. Number nine, I think it should read that did not have sufficient capacity to fully implement the NDP.
The committee was concerned ED about the rural safety strategy. It also noted the increase in the killing of farmers.
Yeah, in the killing. Thank you. Thank you.
Nine, the committee asked the CSP to indicate the number of the staff that will be required. Is that not supposed to be the number of staff that will be required?
Thank you.
Raised concerns. Would you put an S on that after a number in 10? The SAPS has asked if how long. I think it just cut the if out.
Thank you, member. Colleagues, anything else on 4?
On 13, second line, put in places. It should be put in place. Cut the S out.
Thank you.
moving a lot, we must move the rest now. Now, because I've already done my page.
Right, colleagues, we're going to start. We are on the set of minutes of the 13th of September that was held in the first floor in COP building, page 1. Right, colleagues, is page 1 fine? Can we move then to page 2? We're on page 2 of the minutes of the 13th of September 2017.
Anywhere you see a hyphen, just cut it out of my name.
Yes.
Whoever knows.
So we're on page 2. Thank you. So maybe in paragraph 1, that the fourth sentence, he might mention that the committee will also adopt two outstanding reports and they stay full stop, the International Study Tour and the KwaZulu-Natal Oversight Report. So I presume that should be a comma and then a small the. Thank you.
Of course, reports is plural.
Yeah. Reports. Colleagues, anything else on page 2?
Also, in the last sentence of that paragraph, he further requested the members to make...
Okay. You withdraw. Right. Page 2, then we go to page 3. Maybe, again, the issue raised by Honorable Marke during the first engagement this morning, the letterheads. That is appearing again on page 2 and 3. If we can just attend to that, thank you. Maybe under 2 on page 3, the second line. The IPED should explain to the committee how it's planning to cope with the situation if amount is not granted. If the
Maybe you should say the allocation chief.
Okay, allocation, yeah. That's
I think in the first line you've got to have the Minister of Finance did not, and then that in that sentence the IPID, if the amount, the whatever, was not granted.
Also on that same sentence, how it was planning to cope.
How is planning. How it was.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sure the IPID did not carry anything in the Glebelins Hostel, so it should possibly be carried by the IPID in reference to the Glebelins Hostel, and hostel must be capitalised, obviously.
In paragraph 5, the committee further asked if, when, so there's a repeat, asked when, if, okay, so when must I?
If we missed
it. Right.
Chair, points 6 and 7 are ending in question marks.
Yeah.
Should be changed.
Yeah, the full stops. Thank you. Thank you, Billy. Sorry, Honourable Mula, and then Honourable Kalabona.
Yeah, number 10, R for recommendation, Falun Commission recommendation, R must be capital letters.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mula. Honourable Kalabona.
Did someone do the number 5?
Yes.
The committee,
yeah.
If when?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, the question marks at the end of the sentences.
Yeah, Honourable Bailey already raised that. Okay.
Chairperson,
yes, Honourable Markey.
Is it 11?
Yes.
Provides information on the current state. Must be
status. No status. Thank you very much, Honourable Markey. 11.
Number 13, I think program 3 should be capital P.
Thank you.
The heading civilian secretary, I think, needs to be in bold to match the heading of independent of the IPID. It looks, I don't know if it's an ink problem, but either way it doesn't look like it's in bold.
It isn't bold. There's a problem with the print here. You will see in the other the lines. Yeah.
Colleagues, anything else on page 3?
Person, the last sentence. Shouldn't workplace skills plan be in capital if it's a plan.
Thank you very much, Honourable Markey. Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Can we move to 4? Again, the issue of the page.
Chair?
Yes, Honourable.
On 20, the second sentence, the committee requested the 2 must fall.
The 2 must fall, thank you.
The person, point 4, bullet point number 2, Honorable Mulebati seconded and Honorable Mthongo moved for the adoption of the adoption.
Double barrel. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for that. You must delete that second one. Yes.
Same point. Oversight report, capital one.
Thank you.
Chair, under five, closing remarks, third last line, committee noted with concern to drop the ED, concern the postponed meeting.
Right, thank you.
Sorry, Chair, same with rescheduled to the next line.
Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on four? Right, can we get in a proposal for adoption of the amended minutes? Thank you, Honourable Mula. Seconder? Thank you, Honourable Mbele. Right, we move then to the minutes of the meeting that was held on the 2nd of October. That's again the old assembly chamber, so it should be building at the top. Skoda Barnard hyphen. Then we go to page 2. Just in the issue of the colonel and the brigadier. And that must be...
Chair, is there a reason for the F stroke before some of the titles there?
Yeah, I also thought also the head at corporate communication. Maybe that's just a typing error. Honorable, yes, Honorable Bija.
That we need to correct now. When you wanted somebody to second for the proposal, Honorable Angie said Mbele, and we took it as, I don't know if Mbele raised.
Yes, he raised his hand. Yes.
He raised his hand.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to be an issue. Sometimes if he didn't raise his
hand. No, he raised his hand, yes.
You need to be very careful with these people.
Thank you. Right, members. We're page two, yes.
Yes,
we must delete them. There's. Seems the looming constituency period is already having an effect on members.
In three.
Yes, Honourable.
Sorry.
Is Honourable Damat Lakhani?
We are on the 2nd of October.
Yes.
I just see that my name is not there on the apology.
Yes.
But I also see that the 2nd of October was on a Monday. Am I wrong there?
It's possible that it was on a Monday, yeah. I think there was one of the meetings that, Monday meeting.
Yeah, horrible
meeting
on a
Monday. It's quite possible, but I mean, we can...
But the main issue was the apology there.
No, we will ask the secretary just to reflect your apology. Okay.
Chair, just
yes.
Something in number 3, first line, program 1 would normally be capitalized and the numeral 1 and program 2 the same.
Okay, thank you. So colleagues, we're on page 3 of the minutes of the 2nd of October.
Yes. Number 2, briefing by the Auditor General. We normally isolate that chair and then of South Africa, the Office of the Auditor General of South Africa. In the first line.
Thank you. The South African Police Service must also be capital in the third sentence. SAPS, and also the Independent Police Investigative Director, the I should be capital. Yes. We're on page 3.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
My question is, the first paragraph there, where it says the department starts that account to the committee, are they departments or entities?
They're departments. They're departments.
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 Oh, okay.
Chair, on 3, on page 3, program 1 and program 2,
capital.
I think VRP should be capital, and I'm not sure if that's, if it's fine as text or should mean numbers when you refer to program 1.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Doctor, thank you very much for that. Really? Yeah, maybe just in 4.1, that should be department's capital. And then a full stop after 2017. Right, colleagues, anything else on page 3? Can we get a proposal for the...
Yes. I think just a full stop after lacking as well. On paragraph 3.
Yes, you're
three.
Correct. Yes,
yeah.
Paragraph
and then
lacking, severely lacking.
I'll move for that.
Thank you. And a seconder? Honorable Moolah. Thank you. Colleagues, we move then to the minutes of the 3rd of October 2017 in the 120 Plain Building. So maybe on agenda 1, we must just maybe indicate Western Cape, you know, for the outside reader will know where it is. Honorable Mulabatsi.
Apologies, that name again, Prof. Simon,
yeah.
Mr.
Yeah, yeah. The Prof should be deleted or interchanged with Mr. at the... Thank you, Honorable Mulabatsi. Can we move to page 2? Again, the issue of the brigadier and the colonels.
Is he the spokesperson of the acting national head or the spokesperson of DPCI?
Yeah, I think DPCI, you're correct, yeah.
Chief, sorry, there was a time when he was the spokesperson for both,
okay.
If I remember correctly. And it was an issue in the committee. Somebody raised the fact that he was DPCI head and he was also the spokesman for SAPS, if I remember correctly. So I'm not sure if we should categorize it as it's easier.
Yeah. No, this was during the Mutiba era, so...
I think if I understand Honorable Mulabatsi's query, it's the fact that it makes Brigadier Mulawuzi a spokesperson for the individual as opposed to the institution or the directorates. I think that's what's being raised, yeah.
We can change it to say that the spokesperson for the DPCI.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mulabatsi. Colleagues, can we move to page 3? Yes, Honorable Mumula.
Yeah, page 3, second line. Marikana, not Marikina.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Officer?
Yes, Honorable Marke.
Second paragraph.
Yes.
The second incident happened on the 25th September where one was killed. One person.
Yeah, one person, definitely. Thank you very much, Honorable Marke. Honorable Mabija? Yeah, you're correct, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, the one should be fall, as Honorable Malabatsi said. Is it the in?
In
should fall. Thank you, Honorable Abidjan.
The deliberations.
Yes.
The first line on number one.
Yes.
The committee wanted to know the role of the cluster commander.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Then in six, is college correct there? Should we say police college or is it college with the capital? I don't know. I might be wrong. Honorable Mabija.
It must be the police college with capitals in number six.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mabija. Thank you for that.
Chair, point seven, that R between what's and they needs to be deleted. So SAPs to explain what they intended to do.
What they need, so they must, yeah. Thank you. With a number of 40 additional staff members at the station. Thank you. RAG, have we defined RAG, or should we maybe just on five? Yeah, if we can just, you know.
Resource allocation.
Yeah, right, yeah. Colleagues, are you happy with three, the amendments? Can we move to four? Should we delete hard, or can we keep it? I'm just seeing if everybody is with us, yeah. Now we can keep hard work of the members. Right. Aroma Mula?
D for departments, it must not be a capital letter.
It must be capital. Thank you very much, Aroma Mula. Right, colleagues, if there's nothing else, everybody happy? Can we get the proposal for the adoption of the minutes of the 3rd of October? We're struggling to get the nomination. Thank you, Honorable Bele. Thank you. Seconder? Thank you very much, Honorable Kalabana. Thank you very much, members. Then we move to the minutes, draft minutes, 4th of October, NCOP Wing, S12A. The annual reports. Kola Barnard hyphen. Yes.
Page one. Number one. Briefing by the Civilian Secretary for Police Service.
Absolutely correct. Thank you very much. And also then the abbreviation. CSPS. Colleagues, anything else on one? Can we move to two? And there we've got now all the names and family names and addresses of the delegation. If we can just keep it to the initials.
Capital letter.
Yes, yes. If we can also change that to the same letter type. Arial 11A or 12.
And director is misspelled, Moses Lamini.
Yeah, it's the re-rector, so yeah. Colleagues, anything else on page 2? Yes, I said the full names should be deleted. I mean, it must be only the, you know, the initials. Then the Auditor General of South Africa, maybe there on page 3, second line, the AXA, we must just maybe indicate the Auditor General of South Africa.
Is such a word as annualized? No, I didn't think so. So it's annual.
Where's that specific?
Last line of number 2. On page 2.
On page 2, okay. Thank you. Annual payments, thank you. Right, members, we go to page 3. Then also at the top, page 3, the first paragraph, full stop of the financial year.
Number 4.1 on page 3, the key areas of concern. It's got
yeah,
too many.
The S must fall away, thank you.
Obviously, it's had to consider.
Had to consider. Thank you, Honourable Colonel Barnard. Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Can we then get the proposal for the adopted set of minutes? So the third of us, yes, Honourable Bailey, thank you. Seconder, Honourable Ramla Khan, thank you very much.
Just a question.
Yeah.
When they write percent out, is that the norm? They don't use the percent sign after figures. I'm just interested.
Normally, when we're doing analysis, we write the word percent because that's the way Treasury writes in their reports. If we're writing normal English, then we use percentage with a...
Thank you very much.
In that case, where it says one case, you should write it out in not the any single digit number.
Thank you, members. We are now on the draft minutes of the 6th of October. It's a 3-page document that was held in the NCOP building. Yes, Honourable Mula.
Yeah, in the parliamentary officials, in others we have Dr. I. Kenneth, in others we have Mr. So we don't know who's Mr. and the doctor.
No.
They must tell us.
No, that's very important that we need at least know the identity.
On the agenda, for consistency, you only have the abbreviation of the of various departments.
Yeah, it should be, you know, indicated in full. Thank you for that, Honourable Ramatrakane. Thank you. There's just one sentence there in the second paragraph on page 1. On 1st November, there's no year, the SAP should monitor the implementation of action plans as indicated by the committee. Shouldn't it be briefed or what should monitor? Should present to what?
Chair, this is the implementation of the audit plan,
yeah.
If you remember correctly. And I think you implored the leadership of SAPS to monitor how the audit plans are going to be implemented, if I remember correctly. I might be wrong if we haven't picked this up correctly.
But
so, 1st November 2017, the SAP should monitor the implementation of action plans as indicated by the committee. Those were recommendations as recommended by the committee, if I remember correctly, Chair.
Shouldn't they present on that date? Or was that the original date that didn't, but I think it should be present.
Present?
Sorry. Yes, Anna Bloom.
Yeah, page 1, paragraph 2. What is this department, SCSP? Is CSP or SCSP?
It's
been S at the end. Chicken.
Thank you very much, Anna Bloom.
This S, it starts with SCP. It must be CSPS.
Thank you, Alvaro Mula.
Chair, second line of second paragraph towards the end there. That should say audit committees.
That's great.
Of IPED and CSP.
Thank you very much. Alvaro Mula.
He emphasized the appointment of the National Commission. Who is he? Is the chairperson of? Or it's me, or it's Dr. Kinnis.
I think it's ACP.
It's you, or
the chairperson. The chair, Thank you.
So they must set the chairperson. If they say he, it can be Dr. Kinnis or what.
Thank you very much for that, Honourable Mula. Colleagues, anything else on page 1?
Chairperson.
Honourable Markey.
On the opening, the third sentence, the abbreviation of the Auditor General.
Yeah, the apostrophe issue that fall away. That is a suggestion.
Yeah.
Colleagues, is the agreement? I think so. Thank you very much, Honourable Markey. Colleagues, can we move to page 2?
The fight against organized crime is. Organized is not the O in capital letters and C.
And then the second sentence, the DBCI needs a new head to bring fresh ideas, fresh ideas plural.
Z was agreement, I'm presuming you mean there was?
Thank you, Umba Kolaboro. Yes, Umba Mula.
Second, on page 2, second sentence in the first paragraph.
Yes.
The DPCI needs a new head to bring fresh ideas.
Just dealt with that. But thank you for that anyway. Thanks a lot.
Can you just put the relevant words into the past tense all the way through? As the SAP structure was outdated, etc. I mean, just run through again.
Thank you, Umba Kolaboro. Yes.
I don't know if there was on the first paragraph, line number 3, there was an agreement. Is there or is there?
And Chair, can you just always check that there is a Z in front of SAPS? Because it says in the end of the first paragraph, at SAPS. It's wrong.
Then maybe just in the heading of page 2, we must just indicate who was the Minister of Police at that time. Because the outside reader, I mean the researcher doesn't know. There's no mention who was the Minister. So there should be indication who was the Minister.
Must also include the Minister.
Honourable, I think it was Honourable Mbalula at that stage, yes.
Yes. We must just include that in the attendance list because there's no provision for the minister yet in the attendance list.
Thank you, Evan.
Chair, the fifth line of that first paragraph under two, it mentions additional firstly personnel, not personal, under the current cluster. I'm not sure what that means. Which cluster?
Chair, I would have to check the notes on that one. Which cluster he was referring to?
Chairperson, still under two. I think it's sentence number eight. The subs is also not suited for arrangements with CETA. I wouldn't know what that means.
Yeah.
And the following one, the new leave policy. Maybe the minister was talking very fast. Last matters.
Yeah. Maybe the
newly adopted policy.
Maybe the first issue regarding the police require additional personnel under the current situation. I mean, I remember he argued for more staff at that meeting. You know, apart from the current deployment. So maybe we must just say under the current situation. Then the issue raised by Honourable Markey, the SAPS is also not suited for it. The SAPS is not...
Chair, I think that is referring to the SAPS IT environment.
Yeah.
Was also not suited for arrangements with CETA. So it was the IT environment, ICT environment, sorry, Chair.
So what is the suggestion to address on Mbabake's point?
I think the gist is that the arrangement by CETA are not suitable for SAPS. I don't know how it...
Or the provision of IT services by CETA to the police is not... How would we... encapsulate that, yes.
I would put it very differently. I would say that the CETA structure does not accommodate the SAPS ICT requirements.
That's good. Thank you. Honourable Markey, does that deal with? And then the third issue, the new policy. So it must be new. A new policy.
Chair, also, just to take a step back with that whole CETA ICT sentence, the end refers to parts of its environment. I think that should be that is parts of its environment. Drop the S.
Thank you very much. We delete the S.
Yes,
Honourable Mabija.
On the last paragraph, the first sentence, the minister strongly expressed a review, human resource, and is it not supposed to be the minister strongly expressed a review on human resource and personnel development functions? It's like there's something missing there.
Yes.
The minister strongly expressed the need for a review. The minister strongly expressed the need for a review.
And again, on the same paragraph on line 6, it said it will also include proposals to convert certain qualifying police station to major general level as it was happened at OR Tambo. Maybe it's supposed to be as it had happened.
Yeah, and also maybe to indicate OR Tambo Airport rather than can be OR Tambo District Municipality or Tambo Region, that we just be specific. Thank you.
Yes, Honourable Molobatsi.
Towards the end, it would, where am I? He was also concerned about the cyber crime and the vulnerability of SA.
So we must maybe say the vulnerability of the Republic against cybercrime attacks, maybe to qualify. Is that what you want? Yeah, okay. Thank you, Honourable Molobatsi.
Chief, we could leave the sentence like this and just include the word. He was also concerned about cybercrime or about the increase in cybercrime and the vulnerability of South Africa. I don't know. Can I just read it, Ms. Molobatsi? He was also concerned about the increase in cybercrime and the vulnerabilities of South Africa. That doesn't make sense.
Right, thank you. Colleagues, anything else on two? Yes.
That last sentence, is it approve or improve? So that sentence refers to an action plan. Has improved or approved?
Approved.
Approved.
Thank you, Honorable Ramatakoni. Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on two? Can we go to page three?
First line.
Yeah.
The minister reported to the committee that it was misled, that he was misled.
No, he actually said that the committee was misled by the presentation that was done by the head of counter. You know.
He should say that it was misled by
shouldn't it be the Speaker of the National Assembly?
Yeah.
The Speaker of the National Assembly.
You can actually say the Speaker of Parliament because you have the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces.
No, there's a
speaker
of the National Assembly.
National Assembly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no Speaker of Parliament, Speaker of National Assembly. No, chairperson. Thank you, Honourable Colonel Bonnard. Colleagues, anything else on page 3?
3.3, Chairperson.
Yes.
The Chairperson indicated that the rule 227 must be evoked if there it is found.
If there. Thank you. It's found. Thank you, Honourable Markey. Thank you very much. Thank you, Honourable Colonel Bonnard. Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Can we have a proposal for the adoption of the minutes of 6 October 2017? Honorable Ramakane, thank you, Honorable Kala Barnard. Yes, Honorable Mabija.
On page 2.
Yeah.
Maybe I was still on a visit to somewhere in my mind. I see on paragraph 3 on committee made the following deliberations. The first, the committee wanted to know if the board members meet with ASA on a regular basis. Is it not supposed to be on regular?
Which is the paragraph?
It doesn't have. So I'm too forward. 18 October.
No, we're not there yet. You're in front
not
of us.
There yet.
No, you're in front
I'm
of
sorry,
us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're far ahead. We're now going to 18 October. We're going now to in October. No, it's fine. We need people to read, you know, ahead of us. We miss maybe sometimes things. Thank you. We're on page 1 of the 18th of October. Kuto Building. Parliament. Again, the full names of Sira. Page 1. Can we move to page 2?
Okay, just before page
yes.
2, maybe if you can just make sure that there's consistency with the doctor and the Ivan. Just so that there's consistency.
Thank you, Robert Cody.
Chairperson,
is
I'm trying to think very hard here. Are we talking the annual report would it be 16-17 or would it be 17-18? That is 18th
yeah.
October. I'm trying to think or which one would it be.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Chair, this is last year's minute, so it's 16-17. The previous year.
Okay. Paragraph 1.
On page 2, yes.
Page 2, paragraph 1, second to last line. It was also clear that there was still a lot that needed to be done. So I would take that was out. So there, clear that there was still a lot that needed to be done in order to improve what. And then the committee said there should be a turnaround. Did we say should or must? I don't know how emphatic we are. I would have thought we said there's got to be a turnaround. So I would say must.
Thank you, Honorable Kala Barnard. What specific on the yellows and the greens?
Yeah, it must be
yeah. There was more comments. Yeah. To provide feedback on progress made in filling of positions, not filing. Filing a filer.
Thank you.
Filling.
Double line.
Colleagues, anything else on page 2?
So, person, do we usually say positions or vacancies, or does it make any difference?
We usually say vacancies.
The opposition should maybe delete it. Thank you for that, Honourable Mark.
Okay, can we also, on 3.4, committee strongly emphasise the fact that the authority should deal with the matters involving legacy in order to obtain a clean audit, not a clean audit.
Yeah, clean audit, yeah. Yes, Honourable Mabija.
Now we've caught up with
you,
have we?
Is it on page 2?
She was so far ahead.
Page 2, yes.
Yes.
3.
Yes.
The first paragraph, the last line.
Yes.
AXA on regularly basis. It's supposed to be on regular basis.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mabija. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The chair must be the council members, not the board chair.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Anything else on page 2? Can we go to page 3? And just also look in the heading of Parliament.
Issue of the security companies who are wearing a similar uniforms. Companies whose members wear uniforms similar to those of SAPS, of the SAPS. I mean, the whole thing has to be...
You wrote it. Thanks a lot. Yes, sir. Honourable Mulabachi.
Also, it was not only the uniform. It was also insignia and
So we can add that.
Blacks.
Yeah. Uniform and insignia. Thank you. Is audit firm a capital or a small letter? In 9.
Sorry?
Audit firm.
Small letter.
Small letter.
One or
the other, which one and one are not yet. Shepherdson, then what should we say about 6?
Urban, thank you.
The committee continually raised an issue of security companies whose members wear uniforms and insignia similar to that of the SAPS.
In 4, the chairperson thanked the council members, not the board members. And he said the council. Colleagues, anything else on page 3?
Chairperson.
Honourable Mabija. Of the amended minutes of 18 October. Thank you, Honourable Bele. Second, thank you, Honourable Malabatsi. We move to 24 October. The meeting that was held on crime statistics. Yes.
Okay. There was a 1.8% decrease in the overall crime situation. He urged South Africans to take a stand in the fight against crime. Then it says, promising many changes in the SAPS, and then the next sentence it writes, South African Police Service. So put the first one in full with SAPs in brackets to ensure there was effective leadership and capacity. That's where I'm so far.
And then on page 2, just the issue of the brigadiers and the colonel again.
Under that two, that second paragraph, did the minister further lament, or did he further indicate it, or lamented?
Yeah, indicated, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, indicated. Thank you, Honorable Nikoni.
This, according to him, raised, should be the need for a multi-pronged approach to dealing with the problem of alcohol abuse, and an interdepartmental approach could be the solution. It's just a very clumsy.
Maybe a full stop should go.
Separate into two,
perhaps.
Say that this accordingly raised the need for a multi-pronged approach to deal with the problem, full stop. With the problem of alcohol abuse, full stop. And then we can say that he suggested an interdepartmental approach as the solution.
Great. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Under the opening of 3, it needs to be a colon, not a semi.
Then 3.2, the committee welcomed the pronouncements by the minister to revisit the act, I think, must just be deleted.
3.1, the committee felt that crime intelligence should step up. It can't be the. That, I think.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Anything else on page 3? Then we go to page 4.
In the 3.2, we corrected the first thing, I think, to revisit, take the AT out, the top heavy structure of the SAPs, with a view, should it be of or to? Of, no, maybe of is okay, but we took the AT out, correct?
Yeah. Thank you. So we're on 4.
In 3.3, were there any members who said the shortcomings of crime intelligence were not due to the instability of leadership? Was there even one of us? Well, then I think it should just read members attributed. The
SAPs. Chair, in 3.8 at the end, it should include the article to say as a force multiplier to refer to the defense force.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Was it a proposed strategy? There was never a strategy, as far as I know, to bring the defense force in to start shooting South Africans. It was a proposal somewhere, but of course it's an absolute nonsense, so I think it's proposed.
Are you proposing an amendment or what? Of 3.8?
On the proposed strategy.
You remember the minister of, the then minister of police, Honorable Fikile Mbalula, indicated that the defense force is going to be deployed. But, I mean, that didn't happen. But that was the context of that decision. So members asked about that at that meeting.
Well, it's an impossibility to get the SAS
inside South African borders shooting South Africans.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a factual situation that's been described in the minutes. Because members, yeah, the members asked the minister when it's going to, I think it was Imam Sheikh in that specific meeting, who raised the issue very strongly and also asked the minister questions on it. So it's just a factual. Right, members, anything else in four? Yes, Omar Bija? Yes. Yes, Omar Molabatsi, you want to come in? Omar Bija?
One. The last sentence on action plans to bring down the levels of crime.
The levels, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Right, colleagues, anything else on that set of minutes? Can we then get a proposal for the adoption of the amended minutes on the room of the judge?
Yes. Just a minute.
Yeah.
On 3-9.
Yeah.
Members further suggested clarity as to the causal factor.
Yeah.
Is it causal or is it causative factors?
Causal.
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 Okay, I'm going to put the question again. Thank you, Honorable Ramlakane. Thank you, Honorable Bailey, for a second. Thank you very much. Colleagues, we move to the 31st of October 2017. That is also Old Assembly Building, not Chamber. And it's a 4-page document. Then the Civilian Secretary to Police Services, CSPS, just services in the heading of the agenda. Yes.
He remarked that in light of the fact that the SAPS and IFED received qualified audits, in light of the fact what? It's like the sentence hasn't been finished.
Yes, Chief. That could be on the facts.
On the facts. Okay, thank you, Billy. Thank you, Irwin. Then just on page 2 as well, the brigadiers, the colonels, and also the CSPS delegation, all their names and second names, and it's reflected, yes. And also the SAPS Audit Committee members, they're also there with their first names.
On page 1.
Yes.
If you could just correct that Tuesday the 31st apology from my side.
Thank you. Let's just reflect that, Secretariat. Thank you, Honourable Ramlakane. Honourable Bailey.
Hello.
Oh, you raised it. Thanks. Yeah, paragraph spacing, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to change the single digits all to, or what.
On what page is that?
Well, there's a bunch of them on page 3. There's a 4 and a 8 and a 2 and all.
We need to. Thanks for that. Yes, over.
If the digits, if the words, is below 10, then we use we write it out in full, and if it's over 10, then we write the number.
The number, yes. So all the single ones.
Single ones.
Yeah, all the single ladies.
Can we move to 4?
The entity, does that have a capital E? What is it referring to?
Zero.
Yeah, Honourable Colabon, it's on page 4 already.
Listen, the very first
yes.
Sentence under 4. identified as concerning. It's not wrong, but I think is that the appropriate term to use?
Findings? Maybe the AG's findings?
The entity presented the action plans to address most subcategories that had been identified as concerning.
Can we add by the AG, Chief? If that makes sense.
Will that be fine, Honorable Murphy? Thank you very much.
Changes in 6.1, third line, ensure that repeat findings did not occur.
Thank you, Honorable Talabonar. Right, colleagues, can we, is anything else on page 4? Right, can we get a proposal for adoption of the minutes of the 31st of October 2017? Thank you very much, Honorable Bele. Second, Honorable Kola Barnard. The opposition is now dominating. The governing party is in trouble. Right. Right, colleagues, we're making good progress. We're now on the 7th of November 2017, page 1.
Again, Chair, the correction on the segment Tuesday the 7th.
That's right. Thank you for your apology. Thank you.
Myself, too, I don't see myself here either in, I don't know, maybe it's reflecting the correctness of it, but
to include that. Thank you very much. Colleagues, that's page 1. Maybe just the venue. V119, just to say it's the old assembly building.
Point two on page 2, an odd sentence. The service delivery environment shed light, among other things, the process. Page 2, number 2, second sentence. Is it not amongst, for a start? But anyway, amongst, is it?
Thank you.
Amongst other things, the process of external audit. I don't know. Read the sentence, see if you can make sense.
Maybe it's punctuation, or?
It should be the other way around, Chief.
Okay.
It should be, I'm just looking at it, it's the Audit General of South Africa that shed light on the service delivery environment.
It's not the service delivery environment shedding light on anything.
It should be the other way around. The subject should be the Audit General shed light on the service delivery environment.
Or shed light on, amongst other things, the service delivery environment. That's it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Honourable Abidjan.
I would like to be clarified on the attendance register here.
On page 1 of 7 November.
There are honourable members who claimed they were present here and they were committed. I would like to know how do they know they were here, because this is a 2017 issue. So I should think before corrections are done, let's check from the attendance register, because I can also say that in some previous minutes where I did not appear, I was here. So let's check, the secretary check the absent and present of all those attendance register if what's reflecting on this is correct.
Yeah, no, I think they must do it and ensure that it's done. Thank you, Honorable Ramadakari.
Let me just correct. I'm not claiming I was present. All I'm saying on the Tuesday,
you've got transport.
I was a standing apology of transport. So on the thing here, there is not even apologies that were received on that day.
Yeah.
Whereas my apology for transport on Tuesday is a fact.
Yeah.
So I wasn't here. I was in transport.
Yeah, we will ask the Secretary. Thank you, Honourable Mabija, for that point. Thank you.
Chairperson, with me, I'm just worried about there not being an apology. That's why I even said that maybe it's true there was no apology, there was no. So I'm not complaining about anything. So it's just to check whether there was no apology so that I can fire my secretary.
No, we will definitely ask the secretary to deal with it. Colleagues, yes.
In so many of the this attendance pages, there's no apology section. So the secretary should be able to go back and correct this mistake, because there cannot be presentees without apologies.
I
noticed this because somewhere I'm also not appearing anywhere. It's like it was truancy. I was playing truancy. If I sent an apology, should be there. If I was not present, if the apologies would show that I'm not included in the apologies.
No, thank you, maybe we've got that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Page 3, colleagues. Maybe the briefing by iPad on page 3, just to have semicolons and full stop of the program. Yes.
Deliberations on the CSPS.
Thank you very much.
Second bullet point under briefing by the IPED, just for the F of financial
just
capital.
Thank you very much, Owen Bailey. Maybe just 4.3. Clarity was requested with regard to the funding of the Critical Infrastructure Protection Council. Or not?
Must be Critical Infrastructure Council.
Okay, great.
It should be bow. The decisions bow must be capitalized.
That's right.
And protection bow.
Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Can we move to 4?
First, I'm just to educate myself. Is it a community police forum or community policing forum?
Yeah, that was safety forums, I think, was safety forums. 4.6 at the bottom, CSV. CSFs.
Yeah, it's community safety forum, sorry.
Is it police or policing?
As community police forum and community police forums. Plural.
CSF
forums.
CSF
forums,
Yes, but I think Mr. Mark is asking a different point. He's asking on 4.5, the last line, am I correct? To report on the implementation of community police forum guidelines and policy. It's correct as it is there.
Thank you. We're on page 4. Again, CSPS. To the committee requested an explanation. F- 5-4 shouldn't be, say, outdated rather than primitive. Upgrade the primitive infrastructure. Outdated. Primitive is maybe Stone Age, but
Chair, on 5.6, the last line, that spelling for complements needs to be the other complementing with an E, because it's about them being complementary as opposed to giving compliments.
That's right. Yeah. And 5.5 may be Lieutenant General Bathlon.
Members requested an update on the investigation of General Patlane. Is it General Patlane or acting?
Yeah, remember at that stage he was already suspended. It was during the
Matiba
era, I think it was.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe it is. I think it's during the Matiba era. Yeah. It was still the Matiba era.
Isn't it the investigation into General Paslani? Not of, I don't know.
Even though, Chair, he's still former acting
yeah.
to General Paslani. At no stage was he ever a full general.
So we must just correct that.
Something that struck me for the layout. When you in some of the minutes, I'm looking ahead on the 14th of November. It's got wider spacing, much easier to read than these mass blocks of very tight print. They're just awful. Maybe you could use the standard one. It's very easy to read. Thank you. Opening and welcome, line 1, 2, 3, 4. Line 5, it's Honourable Buthelezi from, not form.
On the attendance, they must write only if they write Mrs. M. Mola, or they must write M. Mola until... in others, I'm P. Mola, you see, and my initials start with M.P. Mola. It must be one name because in other times they will say that I was not in the meeting because of this P. I know I'm M.P., but they must start, if it's M, it's M, if it's P, it's P. Only one initial.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. With this attendance register, we need to be professional and go alphabetically. During some other dates, it's professional. During others, it's just a mixed masala. So we need to be consistent and be professional. Using alphabet.
Two.
Page 2.
page 2, paragraph 1, line number 1, 2, 3, 4, Honorable Buthelezi from. Okay.
Mulling over it, that same sentence where you corrected give an assurance that it would have properly secured storage or properly, I think, yeah.
Chair, the line just below that, I think that apostrophe in years must be deleted because it's prevent incident. In order to prevent the incidents that occurred in previous years related to the disappearance of firearms. Yeah, there's apostrophe out and maybe that third before previous out as well. And then at the disappearance of firearms.
Person still on that sentence, I think after disappearance of firearms, there must be a full stop and you start a new sentence.
Yeah, we
thank you
for that.
Okay.
On the sentence that starts the acting national commissioner, is this acting national commissioner reference to who? Is it Matiba or was it that you were making apologies for?
Number four, the SAP should provide a number of firearms that were discovered and kept at storages that had not been destroyed. So I would change it like that. Should provide a number, take the V out, a number of firearms that were discovered and kept at storages that had not been destroyed. Just a query, the SAPs were going to provide a number of firearms linked to criminal activity. Did they ever do that? Another query there about did they or didn't they?
No, they did.
They did. Not a single firearm handed in. Oh, please. In whose dreams? Okay. Number 12, the last line there, an additional fourth paragraph that will include all the issues, add an S onto the issues. And number 15, I felt the period was too far. I think they probably mean too long.
Yeah, too long.
Too long.
Chair, in two, did we pick up on the missing apostrophe for chairperson's disagreements? Just insert that there.
Then, colleagues, we move to 14 November 2017, Old Assembly Chamber, Old Assembly Building. And this document is 5 pages.
At the beginning, Chair, where it has report by the DPCI, can you just write all of those out in full and SAPs and KZN, all of that?
Thank you very much. Mitchell's plane, is there an apostrophe or not? Is it just like that? No, Mitchell's. Okay, so you must just have that. Okay. Right, colleagues, anything else on one? Yes, Honorable Robin Takani.
Same issue again on one. that 14, Tuesday the 14th, if we could insert the apologies section so that my name can appear appropriately.
Thank you very much. Then we go to page 2. Again, the colonels and the captains and the brigadiers. Yeah, there's also, again, that F before provincial commissioner. Then we go to page 3. Under paragraph 3, second last sentence, the staff complement of the Serious Commercial Crime Unit. Unit, should that be capital? Thank you. Yeah.
Chair, the last line of 2. Above 2.1, I think that should either be not be discussed on a public platform or just not be discussed in the public.
In the public. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really? Anything else on 3? Anything on 3? Can we move to 4? Honorable Market?
The very last sentence on 3, further questions were raised on whether. Whether there are any
yes
it's Frenchy.
Okay, on
whether
on the Ramakoni
this one for the heading the briefing is in cap and the illegal mining just fix it in cap.
Thank you very much. On 4.1, third paragraph, BRICS, the BRICS platform, did the BRICS countries increase?
Kenya.
Kenya, yeah, sorry. Kenya. Anything else on page 4, colleagues? Honorable Mabija.
Lighting and agenda. This lighting
Yes, Honourable Mula, you've got a suggestion?
I don't know. The person, you remember, they told us that the lights were not working.
Yeah.
So that is the responsibility of the municipality to provide with lighting. So I don't know, Honourable Mavicha, what way do we, must we use? Because they told us about...
Oh, maybe the availability of street lights will
yeah.
work. Yeah, availability of street lights, okay. Okay, okay. No. Thank you.
Chair, if you remember, it's not only the street lighting.
Yeah.
It's the whole lighting
yeah,
system,
yeah.
including in the hostel
itself,
itself
yeah.
in the passage, there's a problem with lighting.
Yeah.
So maybe...
Yeah, it's not...
Okay.
I think maybe we must say that work with the municipality to improve the availability of electricity and street lights in the area. I don't know.
Thank you. Colleagues, it's nearly 1 o'clock. Yeah, let's just, is there any other amendments to this minutes? Yes. Honorable Robert Ghani proposed. Thank you very much. Right, thank you very much, colleagues. Adopted. Then the can we quickly delve to the 22nd of November? Is that fine? Page 1, everybody happy? Maybe just the issue again of apologies on page 1, that the secretary can just deal with that. Page 2, anything else? Can we get a proposal for adoption of the minutes? Thank you, Honourable Wolobatse Onombele. Thank you very much. Colleagues, and maybe if we've got just 2 minutes left before lunchtime, 29 November 2017, page 1, just maybe again the issue of apologies. To ensure that we reflect that. The apologies of Honourable Ramadakani when he's in transport. Can we go to page 2? Yes.
The last line on page 2, firearms at Mitchell's Plain Station related to 15 SAPS handguns, pistols. Choose. Can't have them both. Handguns.
Yep.
Cut out the pistol.
Thank you very much. Maybe just in the middle of page 2, National Forensic Labs, just labs, make it the full laboratory. So, otherwise, yes, Honourable Molabatsi.
The second paragraph on page 3.
Yeah.
Right in the middle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 line. That there is no repeat.
There was,
yeah. No repeat. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Chair, if I can just take us back to page 2. Second paragraph of part 2. The middle from the last line. There were concerns that the Criminal Intelligence Division could play a pivotal role in assisting the units that in must be delivered with delivering on their work. So delete in.
Colleagues, anything else on page 2 or 3? Right, colleagues, anything else? If everybody is happy with the amendments, can we get a proposal for the adoption of the 29th of November 2017? Thank you, Honourable Mula, Sekina, Honourable Molabatsi. Thank you very much, Honourable Members, for your participation in this cumbersome but necessary exercise. We will take an hour break, colleagues, and we will come back at 2 o'clock for the briefing from the DNA Board. Thank you very much. 1 hour. I don't know. You must ask the parliamentary officials. Members, there's for those members who can stay there, is finger lunch outside. For those who's got lunch elsewhere or other arrangements, they're welcome to go there. Thanks.